Cowboys and cowgirls put on a thrilling show last week as the Canadian Finals Rodeo returned to Edmonton for its 50th anniversary edition. Records were toppled, and champions were crowned as the CFR celebrated a half-century of action with its first-ever appearance at Rogers Place after the event was held in Red Deer for 5 years. Big Valley's Zeke Thurston put on a show as he always does, winning his 5th consecutive Saddle Bronc riding title, which is a Canadian record. "They're never a cakewalk, you know," Thurston said in a Canadian Professional Rodeo Association press release. "It's not ever a gimme and it shouldn't be. It's just as much anybody's chance. I don't take this for granted. These titles are very special to me and near and dear to my heart. They are not easy to get and I cherish them a lot." Thurston gave CFR fans an added treat during the Saturday night CFR finale as he rode the Saddle Bronc of the Year, Calgary Stampede's 17-year-old Bay Gelding T77 Tokyo Bubbles, to the highest score of CFR 50 at 92.75 points. That go-round win, the third of his week, combined with a move to third in the aggregate, allowed Thurston to reach the $100,000 earnings mark for the season. And Wildwood, Alberta's Logan Hay, put together a solid week to win the aggregate title with 435 points on his 5 horses. He was never less than 84.75 points and earned $39,134, second only to Thurston in the Bronc riding. After setting a new CFR bareback riding high score with his first ever ride on C5 Rodeo's much-decorated F13 Virgil on Friday night, Sherwood Park Cowboy, Cody Lamb, edged defending champion, Clint Lay, for the title as the two matched scores with 89.75 point rides. Lamb's ride came on Vold Rodeo's 73 True Grit and Lay on Mazaa OLS Tubbs Sideshow on Championship Saturday night. In the end, Lamb's aggregate win with a total of 439 points on 5 head, combined with Jacob Stemmo finishing in between the two contenders in the aggregate, gave the singer, songwriter, bareback rider an $8,000 margin over Lay, $76,145 to $68,386. For his first Canadian bareback riding championship. "I think this will sink in a couple of weeks from now," Lamb stated, "but just on the surface, I couldn't have scripted this any better if I had a crystal ball. It's better than I could ever have dreamed it." An uncharacteristically up-and-down week for a tie-down roper Haven Megged ended the same way as last season, with the Miles City, Montana Cowboy claiming the Canadian tie-down roping title. After missing his calf in Friday night's third round, a history-making 6.8 record-setting second run Saturday afternoon proved to be the difference despite a second near-disaster Saturday night when he had the figure 8 of his rope settle under his calf's tail and ended up out of the money with a 10.3 second run. In the end, even with the hiccups that seem more magnified under the lights of Rogers Place, his body of work throughout the season, $37,564, and at CFR, $27,607, allowed Megged to best four-time Canadian champion Shane Hanchey by just $1,000 with $65,172 overall. Stettler, Alberta's Beau Cooper, competing at his third CFR, was the tie-down roping aggregate winner. Pinoca cowgirl Macy O'Claire equaled the CFR record with an 1.8 second run in breakaway roping for the go-round win on the opening night of the CFR. That was the first of 3 sub-2-second performances the 2-time finalist turned in. The second came on Friday night as she celebrated her 22nd birthday with a new CFR and Canadian record 1.5-second run. She then capped off her week with another 1.8 on Saturday night to split the round with traveling partner Jesse Everett. In addition to her 3 go-round wins, Eau Claire's 11.1-second aggregate time on 5 runs will establish a mark for future competitors to shoot for as the breakaway competitors roped in every round of the Canadian Finals Rodeo for the very first time. Oregon's Dalton Massey posted 2 round wins, was second in another and finished 4th in the aggregate en route to his win. Consort, Alberta's Brendan Lay won the steer wrestling aggregate and finished 2nd overall. Barrel racer Taylor Manning took advantage of her position on the top of the ground, first competitor to run, to put together a smoking 13.75-second win in the final round. With the lead in the aggregate and the year-end standings coming into Saturday night, Manning rode her Palomino gelding Little Sexy Cowboy or Archie as aggressively as she did all week, putting an exclamation point on her second career Canadian title. Finishing second in two other rounds and just outside of the money in the other, the 20-year-old was a half-second better in the aggregate with a combined time of 69.41 seconds on her five runs. Team ropers sometimes partner with multiple people over the course of a season, meaning that occasionally a championship ends up being divided between two different teams. That was the case this week, as the header of the youngest CFR tandem, Cavis Drake, claimed the champion's buckle for his end while Jeremy Buhler roped all of his steers to outlast Drake's partner Denim Ross for his third Canadian heeling title. Bull rider William Barrows was a definite longshot at his first CFR, only getting the nod to compete at this year's finals after an unfortunate injury to former Canadian champion Jared Parsonage. The rookie was outstanding, riding four of the five bulls he drew. No one else rode more than two, and although he did not win a round, he had 2 seconds and two-thirds, the foremost. Alberta Cowboy easily topped the aggregate standings with 301.75 points. The $16,650 first-place aggregate check took the 20-year-old to the Canadian title by the narrowest of margins as he edged defending champion Edgar Durazo by just $1,500. Sherwood Park, Alberta's Kyle Wanchuk earned his second consecutive Kenny McLean High Point title, while the all-around winner, also for the second time, was Logan Spady. Longview's Brady Whiteside, the only two-event competitor at the finals, won the All-Around Cowgirl Award. Jace Loamheim, Hewenden, AB, was the novice bareback champ. Big River, Saskatchewan's Lonnie Dunn, the 2024 Saddle Bronc riding winner, and Davis Young, leader, SK, the junior steer riding champion. Edmonton, Alberta's Cody Wilson was crowned Miss Rodeo Canada 2025. Stock of the finals awards went to C5 Rodeo's legendary bareback horse F13 Virgil, giving him his fifth such award, his first since four consecutive awards from 2015 to 2018. Northcote Ewell's Rising Saddle Bronc star, -91 Mary Lou, who earned her first finals award. Vold Rodeo's five-year-old bull, 916 Chico, who also took his first finals award.